And so over the years, KITP has had a number of programs. There was another program at around year 2001, Misha Sadek, Sebastian Sung, and myself, and then about 2 years ago, a program that's more focused on anatomy. So so this year, Fred Wolf was here, Adrienne Fairhall was here, and myself tried to organize a program, and it's built somewhat around sort of the rise of technology, sort of the principles, or many of the principles are in the audience, so they'll show up within the next week or two. But in some sense, John, it gets back to your 82 paper, because if I understood what you wrote, a lot of it had to be with the experimental test of many of these ideas of stability, or at least these are the ideas of attractors, at least as a concept. Many of the tests had to do with being able to perturb the system, to sort of understand what the role of one cell as opposed to the role of very many cells, perturbing many cells. And the tools to do this really didn't exist around in the 80s. But the tools to do this kind of perturbation have come about in the last few years, mostly through optics. And we'll hear about this afternoon with Carl Diesteroff. So in a way, it's kind of a fun time. And so part of a goal here is to think, you know, theoretically perhaps what might be the smartest experiment. And I realize as an experimentalist, the last thing you want is a theorist walking in your door and turning knobs. And actually, Boris Schramm, who's sitting somewhere here, used to walk into my lab at Bell and many years ago and start turning things. And I built a little box. I got one of these little Pomona boxes and put an LED and a knob on it. Boris can kind of throw the knob and the LED becomes brighter and dimmer. And it seems to keep everybody perfectly happy. But sometimes the right idea will save you a couple of years of experimentation. And sometimes the right experiment will give you give somebody the right clue as to what to do next. Okay, so Mark, all your pleasure.